Hello, and welcome to Inside the Virtual Village, where I, Dr. Kelly Alston, help higher educators who teach online create dynamic learning communities within their courses. I am so honored that you are joining me today for my new series, Reflecting to Power Through Higher Education. You see, I did a thing. I created a journal for higher educators called The Professor's Week in Review, a journal for weekly reflections on the higher ed experience. And this journal allows you to reflect on your week for 16 weeks in a row. And I actually did that this semester without fail. And I was so surprised at how therapeutic it was and how much I learned about my institution, how I feel about my institution, about my students, how I feel about my students, about myself and my role in higher education at the institution where I serve. I mean, so much was learned by it. And so I decided to create this series to share with you what I gleaned from that experience. And in this episode, I'm going to share 5 ways that keeping a career or work journal amplifies your personal and professional growth. Now, work journal may sound a little restrictive, so I added the word career. That sounds more posh. It sounds more purposeful than just work, right? So that's why my title includes both, because originally I did call it a work journal. I chose the word amplify because it means to make larger or greater as an amount, importance, or intensity. Now, I am fully aware that if you are in higher education, you are probably already growing personally and professionally every single day, and you're doing pretty well for yourself. But what if you can intensify that growth? What if you could make that growth greater, even more significant by reflecting? Yes, reflecting is that special something, that secret sauce that can help you push through your journey in academia and bring about personal and professional growth simultaneously. Now, this is not something that someone told me or something I learned at a workshop or conference through professional development, but it's something that I know that I know that I know from my lived experience. You see, you perform many different tasks in higher education. These tasks may include, hold up your fingers and count with me, teaching, serving on committees, being a coordinator of a department or program, presenting at conferences, conducting research, securing grants, advising, completing administrative work, designing online courses, and so many others. It can be a lot to keep track of, and it can be overwhelming to try to process everything you are experiencing, accomplishing, or even hoping for. But reflecting consistently will help you get through the seasons of higher education in a more fulfilling way. And I'm about to tell you how. But before I delve into this topic, let me take some inventory. Give me a thumbs up if you were like me during your elementary, middle, and or high school years, pouring your thoughts out in your diary or journal. You may have shared what made you sad, mad, and glad within the pages of your sacred scroll. You vented like nobody's business because it wasn't. And you shared your greatest hopes and dreams in those pages. You might have even prayed in writing and expressed your concerns, pains, irritations, frustrations, and inquiries with God. May I tell you a little story? Come a little closer. When I was 8 years old, my paternal aunt moved from North Carolina all the way to California, and I was heartbroken. She was my father's baby sister and had no children at the time. I loved spending time with her and was devastated when she fell in love and moved across the country to California with her boo, as I stated, who became my uncle. Well, one day, to my surprise and delight, she sent me a blue diary with a brass lock and key. I was so excited, y'all. I was an only child who loved to entertain myself, and creative writing was one of the ways I did that. But this kind of writing, this secret writing, was different. To me, it was divine. Well, when I was in third grade, I called myself tucking my diary away so that my mama would not find it and somehow forgot where I put it. So from about fourth grade until the seventh grade, I had no clue where my diary was. The good news is that one day when I was in seventh grade, I found it deep down in the back of one of my drawers covered with clothes, and I just picked up where I left off. I poured all of my feelings, my middle school drama, my cares and concerns into that diary until every page was full. And then eventually I transitioned to sophisticated journals with no lock and key when I became an adult. But I digress. Now let's get back to you. I was asking you to put your thumbs up if you were like me and you kept a diary or journal at some point during your childhood. Okay, so I see your thumbs are up. Well, not really, but I suspect that I am not alone. Hopefully you did not hide your diary or journal so well that you could not find it for a few years and panicked thinking your mother had confiscated it like somebody we know. Now, give me a thumbs down if that was not you. Writing your innermost thoughts was not your thing at all growing up, or perhaps you may have tried it and just didn't keep it up for various reasons. Maybe somebody found it and read it, and that just turned you off. Well, today is the day that I want you to keep an open mind as I share with you the benefits of reflecting on your career. If your thumb was up, this type of reflecting may be new for you, something that can add to the reflecting you may already do. If your thumb was down, this type of reflecting might be a new habit that you may enjoy forming. I'd like for you to continue participating in this audio blog experience, so go ahead and grab two sheets of paper. You can also get some markers or pencils or even your child's crayons will do. And stop this audio to go get your supplies, because I want us to be creative this time. On the first sheet, I want us to create an infographic to help you remember all these tips that I'm going to share with you. And on the second sheet, you're going to create a type of rough draft of your action plan based on what we discussed today. Oh, and there's one more thing. Please hit that subscribe button if this kind of content interests you, and tap on that notification bell so that YouTube knows to let you know when I've uploaded some more content. So let's get started. Merriam-Webster and the Cambridge Dictionaries offer three definitions of reflection that are fitting for today's topic. The first definition is a thought, idea, or opinion formed, or a remark made as a result of meditation. Now, meditation can be defined as the act of giving your attention to one thing, either as a religious activity or as a way of becoming calm and relaxed. The second definition is a consideration of some subject matter, idea, or purpose. Likewise, the Cambridge Dictionary defines reflection as serious and careful thought. So if we blend those definitions, we might surmise that reflection is the act of taking time to focus our attention on one thing by becoming calm and relaxed, and as a result, forming an idea, thought, or opinion about that thing. Let's take some time to apply that to our careers or the work that we do. In a work context, reflection means examining your work processes and outputs to identify what you do well, how you could improve, and what you learned from work situations. But most importantly, it involves giving serious and careful thought about how you feel and experience your work world in a non-judgmental way. In fact, reflection is a mindful practice. According to the Dialectical Behavior Therapy Skills Workbook for Anxiety by Drs. Alexander Chapman, Kim Gratz, and Matthew Toll, mindfulness is all about paying attention to what you are doing and experiencing. It is about focusing on what is going on in your life right now, rather than getting caught up in the thoughts, concerns, or worries about the past or the future. So how in the world would keeping a career journal help you grow? There are multiple ways, but I'm going to stick to just five today. Number one, keeping a career or work journal boosts self-awareness. Knowing yourself very well is an ongoing process. Reflection helps you better understand yourself, your strengths, and your weaknesses, or should I say, areas that need improvement. Look back over your life for a minute and think about the decisions you've made, the people you associated with, the jobs you have accepted, and the steps you've taken simply because you did not know yourself very well. Better yet, consider the opportunities you did not take because you were not aware of your strengths and capabilities. As you have grown and matured, you've probably come to know and understand a little more. You have even used other tools like therapy or your relationship with God to deepen your understanding of who you are. Well, your journal can be the place where you reflect on who you are as a teacher, writer, author, researcher, committee member, and all of the other roles that you play in higher education. Number two, keeping a career or work journal helps you set and assess goals that align with your divine purpose or the vision that has been placed inside of you for your life. When you reflect on your work, you can see what you have accomplished, what you want to achieve next, and why you want to achieve it. You can jot down your thoughts about why certain goals would be significant, necessary, or fulfilling, and whether they align with your divine purpose. You can use your journal to set new goals for yourself and track your progress. Your reflection time can be reserved for brainstorming or identifying those persons, programs, and resources that might help you achieve your goals. Number three, keeping a career or work journal encourages continuous learning. Reflection helps you think deeply about what you learned from your experiences. As you pay attention to the here and now, you can describe what you perceive via your senses. What did you see, hear, taste, smell, touch, think, feel? In your journal, you can put words to your experiences without judgment, inferences, or opinions. Then you can use that data to gauge whether any changes need to be made or how you might flow a little differently if given the same opportunity. Keeping a career journal, number four, helps you track and celebrate your successes. Have you ever heard high achievers mention the fact that they never took time to sit in the moment and appreciate their accomplishments or how far they've come? They may have just been in beast mode and kept going and going and going like the old Ever-Ready Bunny. And before they knew it, so much time had passed and they had this lengthy CV with no deep recollection of what it was like to really enjoy what they had been blessed to do. Well, it can be easy to forget how blessed your life has been, how you've been used to bless others, and how delightful it was to be a part of some pivotal experiences. But oh, if you make it a point to reflect in your career or work journal, you will always have a reminder of what every moment was like in your own words, and you can literally look back over your life in writing. Number 5, keeping a career or work journal fosters a posture of gratitude. It's so easy to take people, privileges, opportunities, health, and so much more for granted. So having a place to reflect on all of the good that's happening in your life, even in the midst of a world where the constant injustices, wickedness, and toils of life are just a click away, that is just priceless. A career or work journal can be a place where you not only share what you're grateful for as it pertains to your job, but also in your life. And even if the institution that you work for is not fulfilling to you at this time, finding something good to write about the institution or your colleagues or your students can inspire you to push through until your change comes. Now, wasn't that good news? I hope that I've done a good job of persuading you to use reflection as a way of pushing through higher education. I have offered you 5 ways that keeping this journal can help you amplify your growth personally and professionally. And perhaps your infographic looks something like mine. Ta-da! Now let's get to your action plan. I have 3 questions for you, and these 3 questions come directly from my guided journal for higher educators. Number 1, what will you continue doing? Maybe you're already taking time to reflect, but you're not writing it down. You might even pray and meditate consistently, or perhaps you keep a list of things you're grateful for in a journal or a planner. Write that down. Number 2, what will you strive to do differently? Based on what I shared today, will you invest time in reflective writing? Will you challenge yourself to be mindful, focusing on the here and now? If so, how will that look for you? Will it be scheduled time each day, in the morning, after dinner, before bed? Or will it be a weekly practice, maybe on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday? Write that down. Who might support you, question number 3, in bringing your plan into fruition? List any persons, programs, and resources you may need. Things you might consider are, do you want a guided journal or just a journal with blank pages? Do you want a hard copy or a digital copy? Should you join a writing community that meets each week at a certain time and everyone just writes about whatever they want? Would having that community encourage you to stay committed to reflective writing? Is there someone who offers a journal, particularly for those who teach at colleges and universities? Like me. Think about it and write it down. Well, if you have made it this far, I'd like to invite you to order the Professor's Week in Review. I love it, not just because I created it, but because of how therapeutic it was for me this semester. Click on the link in the description or head over to bit.ly, the Wire Journal. This journal includes prompts on each page to help you think deeply about your feelings and experiences in the world of higher education. Imagine if you got a group of your colleagues together and you all journaled and then had discussions about the things that you realized. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Until next time, I wish you well inside the virtual village, and may you continue to transform your online courses into dynamic learning communities. Bye-bye.